We are now joined by our second place finisher, Matt Crafton, driver of the Chi-Chi's Menard Ford. Matt, can you tell us a little bit about what was going on those last few laps?
Oh, a lot of excitement. Noah and Johnny put on a good show right there. But all in all, I mean, we had a good Menard Ford F-150, but it just did not have short run speed. I was just struggling, and it'd be about 15 laps into the run before it would get going, and then 15 laps into it, we would run comparable lap times to them, but at that point, they were already full straightaway, if not more ahead of us. But I tried everything I could right there, getting into one, had a great restart, and I moved Johnny up as high as I could, and I was just kept watching the mirror, and I was hoping that the spotter was going to stay clear, but he didn't. I was begging him to push me on the restart, and I'm thinking, if he pushed me, maybe we can both go by him here, and we can race for the lead. But all in all, not a bad day.
Rick, team orders.
I bet.
We're now joined by our third place finisher, Justin Haley. Justin, so what were those strict team orders you're talking about?
You know, we had a really solid day. We ran in the top five. That's probably the best race we've had ever with the GMS guys. So I was really hoping I was almost going to push Crafton in hopes him and Johnny would go up the track. You know, I just kind of slide by.
That was the whole point. Yeah, you just keep pushing, and then we both go up, and both go by and race for the last lap.
It didn't work out that way, but again, the Fraternal Order of Eagles, number 24, GMS Fabrication guys brought a great truck.
All right, we'll go ahead and open up for questions. Go ahead, Lee.
Justin, you seem to come out of nowhere. I mean, you're running up front the whole time, but it's like, you know, to run with the veterans, those guys are, at least Gilliland's old enough to be your dad. But it's like, how did you maintain your composure?
You know, I think we're one of the more overlooked teams in the garage. We have really bad luck, and, you know, we're usually fast, but this weekend we were just, you know, really competitive, and we were running up there third, fourth on that last caution came out. We all came to down pit road, and we had a really bad pit stop. It took us six or seven spots, and the caution just kind of fell our way, and we worked our way up.
Chris?
Chris Knight, catchfence.com for you guys. Do you think that what we saw at Las Vegas is what capable of what we're seeing at Kansas Speedway next weekend, as exciting as that race was, start to finish?
I'm sure it'll be a good race in Kansas. The best thing for the truck series is whenever we go to some of these one-mile racetracks when we actually get to lift, and we go to Las Vegas with some of the Kansas, and we get to run around there wide open. Me personally, I don't see as much excitement, but it's great for the fans just because I want to be, as a driver, I want to be able to lift out of the throttle and be able to drive it in the corner deeper and see if you can drive by them just like we were today. That's a lot of fun. But Kansas, there's going to be huge drafting, and for the fans, it puts on a great show. For the drivers, it's fun, but me personally, I like to lift and be able to do a little more slipping and sliding.
Yeah, and to be completely honest with you, Chris, I thought today was going to be a one-lane race. I'm not sure how you felt, but in practice, it really felt that way. But Goodyear, they brought a great tire. This is a different tire, and it laid a lot of rubber, and it fell off. So combine that with the Elmore engines, it was great racing, I thought.
Go ahead, Lee.
Matt, you had a great view of what was going on between Sauter and Gregson. Can you kind of describe everything you saw, or at least some of it?
From what I saw, it's there was a lot of bouncing off each other, and I think Noah learned something today. At the end of the day, that wasn't one of the spots to hit him on entry, and he just sucked himself around. And I know they had bounced off each other a couple different times throughout that run right there, and it ended up not good for Noah. I hated that for him, but he'll live and learn. He's got a lot of races to go.
Are there any other questions for these guys? All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.